joined by Coach Bill Putoff of the Pattonsburg Boys Basketball Panthers. They are in the Albany tournament this week. Pattonsburg is going to play Stanbury tonight. We were talking about late night basketball for me. I got Trenton Gallatin at the Gallatin tournament, 8:15. Coach, you're going an hour later than that. Going to be a long night for the Panthers. You got 9:15 tip time tonight.
Yes. We always draw the late shift at Albany, and it makes for a long week just coming out of the holiday breaks.
At least Albany to Pattonsburg is not the longest drive in the world, right?
No, it's not bad. About a half hour, so we'll be fine.
We were talking about Gallatin. Obviously, I'm going to see Gallatin in person tonight. Much different team than last year. You take Bird, Fiden, Johnson, and those guys off the team. But as we were kind of talking about, Gallatin boys who got you by 8 last Tuesday, not as much firepower, but fundamentally, you made the point to me, they're still very strong. So they're going to be able to play with a lot of teams and have a successful season because they do a lot of right things on the floor.
They do. Even bringing in a new coach, Coach Tanner Smith, is first head coach, I think, or first year doing a head coach job, and he does a great job, and he's got them kids are fundamentally sound, and they run a lot of plays and sets, and they know what they're supposed to do, and they run it well.
I remember seeing you guys from last year at the Gilman City tournament. You flew around, and you were fun to watch, and obviously with flying around in those things, you're a little bit streaky in the offensive end, but when you got things rolling, you had a really successful basketball season a year ago. What is the outlook for Pattonsburg boys basketball look this year? What do you have coming back, and what are kind of the goals that the boys have set?
Well, we've got three seniors, happen to be three all-conference kids coming back, Gage Iddings, Dalton Sperry, and Landon Woodward. Pretty offensively, they were 85% of our offense from last year. We lost two seniors that played quite a bit, Mason Willard and Sam Coyne. Both were great on the defensive end, both rebounded well for us, and shot the ball pretty good. So, we're trying to replace those guys with some other kids we had on JV and some kids that got in a little bit. But we're just trying to kind of figure out a role. And we got over break, we had to get back to the fundamentals of how to block out and how to, because our rebounding was horrible against Gallatin. Even our offenses, we had to break back down like it was the first year I was coaching and go back over it again. So we had a lot to work on, and hopefully we got some things fixed.
Did you get a chance to see Stanbury against Princeton last night, Coach?
Yeah. And I got to see them against Mound City. Coach Groomer's phenomenal coach. They're fundamentally sound. They play great man-to-man defense. Everybody's helping. Everybody recovers very well. They struggle a little bit on the offensive end. They got a kid, Colby McQueen. Yeah, that's it, because they got another Colby McQueen that's out. I always got to get him confused. But very good, handles the ball well, shoots the ball well. They know what they're supposed to do, and they do a very good job of what Stanbury does.
They're kind of the type of a team, you're a 3 seed, you're playing them, they're a 6. They're kind of a team that scares you a little bit because they'll, as you mentioned with Gallatin, they'll be fundamentally good. Even a team that struggles, if they kind of muck it up and they make life frustrating for you defensively, that's kind of the sort of game where the longer they stay in it, the longer they kind of make you nervous at the end of the night.
They do. And they go 9 deep. Take 2 other kids out. There's not much difference in 7 of them. And what I've seen, there may be a little bit differences, but everybody brings a different strength or different weakness out there. But they go about 9-10 deep, and they'll just keep doing the same thing and kind of wear on you.
Obviously, you need to take care of your business tonight and beat Stanbury if you want to make that Princeton game tomorrow a true semifinal. So you got a chance to see Princeton, too, in one way or the other, whether it's a semifinal or not. You're going to see the Tigers in pool play tomorrow at 6:15. And, there's a reason that Princeton is the preseason favorite in the conference.
Yeah, they're they start everything with Talon Holt, great athlete, great basketball player. But then you go in with Clay Evans, and he's shooting the ball extremely well, it looks like, so far this season. And then they've got a bunch of other people that know what they're doing. Another little Holt coming through. I say little Holt. He's bigger than any kid we've got, but tall height-wise, but he's very good. And their bench kids are good, and they run that good 2-3 zone or a 1-2-2, and that little 2-2-1 press, and they make, they just keep doing what they do.
You got Platte Valley, top half of the bracket, Coach. Obviously, for those in pool play, you're trying to get the championship Saturday afternoon. If you get there, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see Platte Valley. Obviously, that's a great basketball program. How significant of a roadblock as a number one seed could they be in this tournament this week?
They're very good. They've been doing the same thing forever, and been well coached forever, and they know what they do. You know, we make jokes that even when they're born, they know how to play man-to-man defense, and they know the offense. It's just bred into them, and they keep doing it all the way through, and they just every year just keep producing. I mean, every year everybody's waiting for them to be down, and that hasn't happened over a bunch of years.
You know, whether Jefferson or Platte Valley, they are good every year. Platte Valley's playing Albany tonight at 6:15. You got Pattonsburg against Stanbury 9:15 tonight. Those are going to be the boys' games over at the Albany tournament. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Safe travels over to Albany tonight, and we'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Hey, thank you for everything you do, Tom.